On Monday's front page, Greece is getting a unity government. Prime Minister George Papandreou is stepping down. We'll look at a literary rebel in China who sidestepped official censorship by going online. And in Washington, Defense Secretary Leon Panetta is thinking about reductions that were once considered out of bounds. I'm James Barron. All the news that's fit to podcast begins right now. Our top story says leaders in Greece came to terms on a power-sharing arrangement. Embattled Prime Minister George Papandreou and the main opposition leader agreed to an interim government, and Papandreou is stepping down. He and opposition leader Antonis Samaras will get together on Monday to work out the details. Who will head the new government won't be known until then at the earliest. All this guarantees that the debt deal will go through. Leaders in Athens wanted to end their political crisis with something positive to take to a meeting of Eurozone finance ministers. That's also scheduled for Monday. In China, a literary rebel became famous online with novels that are racy and violent. Murong Shuaizhuan is a commercial success because he built a fan base on the internet outside of the more heavily policed publishing industry where he runs up against censorship. He says Beijing sees him as a word criminal. Also on Monday's front page, Defense Secretary Leon Panetta is under pressure to cut the budget. Reductions could come in areas that were once off limits, especially medical and retirement benefits. Panetta is also looking at shrinking the number of troops and reducing purchases of new weapons. Panetta said meeting deficit reduction targets might require another round of base closings. Pentagon strategists are also looking at additional cuts in the nation's nuclear arsenal. The Drug Enforcement Administration has 5 commando squads it sends to Central America and the Caribbean. The squads were set up during the Bush administration to investigate drug traffickers in Afghanistan who had Taliban connections. The Obama administration has sent teams beyond the war zone. That's one indication of how policymakers are blurring the line between law enforcement and the military. They're now fusing elements of the war on drugs with the war on terror. Michigan is outsourcing government workers. It's hiring people who work for private companies to do the same jobs for lower pay. The state wants to give pink slips to 170 nursing assistants at a veterans home in Grand Rapids. The plan is to replace them with contract workers. That's touched off a legal battle, and some experts say the savings may not be all that great. New York University professor Paul Light says the money saved on salaries and benefits may end up going to the same people for unemployment and Medicaid. Monday's Times looks at a Tennessee minister who says you shouldn't spare the rod when disciplining children. Mike Pearl and his wife Debbie like to say that's the same way the Amish train their stubborn mules. 3 children have now died, allegedly at the hands of parents who followed the Pearl's guidebook. It's sold some 670,000 copies. It's especially popular among Christian homeschoolers. The Pearls say blaming their book for extreme abuses is preposterous. Last month, the parents in the latest case were charged with homicide. Inside Monday's Times, Jeffrey Mutai of Kenya won the New York Marathon. He's the self-coached 30-year-old who shocked the running world when he started the season in Boston. Here, he broke the course record by more than 2.5 minutes, finishing in 2 hours, 5 minutes, and 6 seconds. The U.S. is hanging back as U.N. weapons inspectors prepare a new report on Iran's nuclear program. According to a news analysis in Monday's Times, the inspectors apparently have the strongest evidence yet that Iran has been working on triggering a nuclear weapon. Candidate Herman Cain is trying to get back on message, but some Republicans want him to say more about the harassment accusations that consumed his campaign last week. Rival candidate John Huntsman and Mississippi Governor Haley Barbour used appearances on the NBC News program Meet the Press to urge Cain to be more forthcoming. Going into the new television season, NBC's new management probably figured its primetime ratings couldn't get much worse. Oh, yes, they could. Except for Monday Night Football, NBC has lost more than 800,000 primetime viewers. It's down 11% among viewers between 18 and 49. That's the category that counts the most with advertisers. All in all, NBC is in fourth place. It would be struggling to stay out of fifth if it didn't have football. That's our preview of Monday's Times. This year, the New York Times Neediest Cases Fund is celebrating its 100th anniversary. You can read about what the Neediest Cases Fund has done for people in the New York area who need help. Go to nytimes.com/neediest. I'm James Barron. Thanks for spending this part of your day with us.